Hey, I'm Alex Starr, and this is the podcast that connects you with people from around the world that have fresh ideas, concepts, or inspiring stories. We are in a unique place and time that has never been seen before, with billions of people now able to communicate and share information across the globe. Be a part of the movement in rising together to create the world we want. I'm glad you're listening. Pull up a seat, and let's get started. Hey, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in and listening to another episode of Pull Up a Seat. I'm going to start it off with a little gratitude. It sounds cheesy, but to everyone that liked my Facebook page I just created, that means a lot to me. Little things like that, right? And today's podcast is super important to me because I got my buddy Rob on, who I actually just met a few weeks down here in Antigua, and he is a medical student from Australia. And it was just one of those times where you meet somebody and it reminds you of reasons why you enjoy doing certain things that you're doing. For me, this podcast is to share stories of people and for all of us to realize that, you know, we're not in this alone. You know, when you get these problems in your head and you get these doubts and worries and insecurities, and then you start to doubt and worry about the fact that you're the only one who has these certain doubts and worries and that it's for sure a problem with yourself. And I'm here to tell you that it's not. And Rob is here to tell you that it's not. And he's one of the most confident guys I've ever met. And when we started talking about an hour after we met about this voice in our head and how it always is doubting and dropping these insecurity bombs, I was blown away. And I knew that I had to get him to talk about it. And he was so authentic and so raw that it just brought everything back as to why I really enjoy doing these podcasts and sharing these voices with people. Because, you know, we all have this God inside of us. We all have this ability to become everything that we want to be and to, you know, to move past these past transgressions and to become the person we want to become. But we have to get past ourselves first, right? I mean, that's my biggest problem. And so what a little challenge I would offer to all of you listening, and I have been working on this lately, and please send me a message or an email or on my site and let me know how this works for you. Whatever morning it is next, so if it's the morning now and you're listening to this in the car, or if it's the afternoon, start this morning or start tomorrow morning, wake up and think to yourself that this is the best day you've ever lived in your entire life. Because I know that you want more money, and I know that you want a girlfriend or a boyfriend. I know that you want another job. I know that you want to move somewhere else. I know that you want to lose 10 pounds. I know that you want to gain 10 pounds. I know that you want everything. I mean, there's so many things to want, and there's so many ways to compare ourselves to what we should have or we shouldn't have that it completely messes up our order of happiness in the moment. And so I would, a challenge, because it's the hardest thing for me to do is to wake up and say, today is the happiest day of my life. Today is the best day of my life because I am alive. I mean, as simple as that. Because once we find the balance between the contentment, the current contentment, and future aspirations, right? So we're enjoying today, and we still have goals. You still got to have these goals to reach towards and something to work on. But when we're completely happy with being there today and knowing that even though I haven't lost, you know, I haven't lost my addiction to this, I want to move there. Once I try and change myself first, I mean, then you can bring that with you and you can bring that change within yourself to the different place. Because if not, then you're just chasing this animal around. You're just chasing the tail of this animal around that is just around the corner and you never get to catch it. So anyway, that's my little spiel. Let me know how that works for you. I would love, love, love to hear. I love hearing from you guys when I post these podcasts. Please let me know if that little experiment works for you. Just one day, tell yourself that today is the day that you choose to realize that you have everything that you need today, right now, right fucking now. You have everything that you need, and you can choose to make today the best day of your life. It's as difficult and as simple as it sounds. So anyway, please enjoy this show. Would love to hear from you. AlexStarr.com. I'm actually going to post a video of us recording this podcast. It's going to be up there as well. And would love to hear from you. Leave some reviews if you could. Enjoy it. and I will talk to you guys soon.
Welcome to Pull Up a Seat with your host, Alex Starr.
Anyway, Rob, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no worries.
Rob from Australia. We just met a week ago, but yeah. It's going good.
It's going good.
And we're here to talk today about the little voice in our heads.
The little voice in the head.
That is, I think the only difference that separates normal people from schizophrenics is that we have a filter that we don't actually just say that shit out loud.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I think everyone's fucking walking around insane.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it the other week about how, and you just mentioned it, how you, when you just, you send a message to someone or you do something, right? Okay. Last night, for instance, right?
Yeah.
I was sitting in my bed and when you told me, hey man, yeah, come down at 8 o'clock, I was sitting there going, oh, fuck, I'm going to send him a message and say, I don't want to go. Nah, fuck it. I'll go. No, I'm just going to send him a message. I don't feel like going out tonight. I'm kind of tired. I'm just going to send him a message and say, I'm not going to go. And I literally like got up from my bed. And I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to go.
The message
and well, I started to type it.
And you're like, no.
And I said, no. You know what? Alex, you're here. Like, just go, man. Like, you only live once. You know, so there's this one voice that says, dude, you only live once. Like, don't be, you know, you don't want to be a party pooper. You know, go enjoy your life. Go live your life once. The other half of me is saying, dude, just kick it for one night and just relax. Like, you don't want to go. You don't want to go. It's not that big a deal. So I, like, would get up. Put on my pants. No. I'm going to text him and just say I'm not going to go. And then I fucking come back. And then I'm like, no. I'll just go. Anyway, I did that probably about 5 times in my head.
But the thing
is,
so
I eventually showed up. And then you know what happened is I wasn't fucking feeling it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be there in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to hang out, but I didn't. Dude, it's just, and that voice just, you don't know who to listen to. It's
but like, the thing is as well, just before you were saying, there's kind of two different voices. Is they're both the exact same voice. It's the same voice, just like saying one thing and saying the other thing. And it's kind of like, well, you just fucking told me to do this. So why are you suddenly just being like, I'll do this. And the way I look at it is it's like, kind of the way I view it, there's like an expression called the wolf in sheep's clothing, which is just like an enemy in disguise. And it's just like this voice pretending to be a friend, but it's actually just fucking you over. Because when you think about it, like, how many friends do you have that would literally sit there and be like, all right, definitely go out, bro. Wait. No, don't. Oh, wait. No, do it. No, wait. What the fuck are you doing? Oh, no, do it. Like, no one would do that.
You wouldn't be friends with that person.
You would not be friends and you would never listen to them. And even if for some weird reason that person like lived with you and was always saying that to you, you just totally ignore them.
You'd
like,
think they're a crazy person.
Yeah. But then we have this idea, this voice in our head is part of us. It's like, we have to listen to anything. And then there's another example I was talking about before with you with like kind of sending a message to someone and you kind of think about it, you're like, yep, should say this. Oh, yep, sounds good. Like, perfect.
To a girl.
And you send it and click send. And then 5 minutes later, you're just like reading it. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, why would I say that? Well, like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, and you start accusing yourself saying, but it's like, hang on a minute. That same voice literally told me that was a killer message. Like, perfect. Nailed it. Then 5 minutes later, it's just like, send another one, bro, because you just cooked it. Like, send another one.
You kicked the bird, mate.
Send another one, yeah.
Yeah, you think that's the voice, or do you think that is just all of a sudden your natural, like, doubt or fears or insecurities just, like, kind of bum rush your brain and say, oh, man, what if she doesn't like that? What if she doesn't respond? What if they don't respond? What if you messed up saying that? Yeah. And that's almost just your little, that voice is just kind of fear. Like, one side of it's just the voice of fear.
Yeah.
And then the other side is the voice of reason or kind of like truth.
Well, I think.
And then there's like that little voice inside that's actually your intuition.
Yeah.
That is sitting there just like this little tiny puppy, like, hey.
Yeah.
I'm down here too, but I'm just super quiet. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then the other two are up here just bickering back and forth.
Or just like one of them is just like saying.
Well, there's one that's like that's stronger. Yeah, there's one that's bipolar. Well, no, they're both bipolar together.
Well, I mean, kind of sort of what I was saying before. I think they're the exact same voice, but they just kind of go back and forth.
Okay.
Which is why I just don't have the. Sometimes I'm just like, I think me and you were chatting the other day, how you're sometimes walking down the street and you're just kind of listening to music or kind of walking along. And then suddenly you're just like, what am I thinking about? Like, that is really messed up. That is actually some messed up shit that I'm thinking about. Like, and then 5 minutes later, you're like, hang on, I'm thinking about it again. Like, it's...
Things about your life?
Oh, just kind of anything, like future, past. Mm-hmm. I mean, like 90% of it for me, and I assume for everyone, because I think that's important to know, is it's kind of a relief when you realize like everyone has the same voice. It kind of...
Exactly. That's why I wanted to talk about it on here, because we were talking about it so in depth after a few beers, of course, and a cappuccino. A few cappuccinos. We were talking about it so in depth, and that's, I think, man, it's so helpful when I hear other people say the same things. It's like, oh my God, such a relief. I'm not insane.
Yeah.
It's not just me that has these problems. It seems to be a human condition.
Yeah. It's like, thank God that I'm not the only one that's like miserable right now. Like the whole world is. Which like sounds bad.
So
like,
depressing.
It's like, yes, like it's good. Like they're all miserable as well. Like,
yeah. We can all be miserable. At least
we can all be miserable together.
Yeah. At least we're doing it together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. That's the thing, is because it's always so, it's so easy to get in your head.
Yeah.
You know, and like you were talking about, you just start stressing out about phantoms.
Yeah.
Ghosts that aren't even... So the past few days, I've literally been stressing out about the fact that I'm not learning Spanish fast enough.
Yeah.
When I get back home, I don't know if I'll have enough money. Am I doing like things for the podcast enough? When I do a podcast, I guarantee you tomorrow, I'm going to say, God, I didn't post the one before that fast enough. Like, it's never enough. And you just like stress about things you didn't do in the past. And
it's never enough.
It's never enough, dude. That's the biggest thing. If I could boil it down, it's never enough.
Yeah.
And that's a fucking problem.
Which means that you're always chasing something that you just can't reach, because you always have this goal and it's kind of out of reach. And then you get there and you're like, oh, wait, like, she's just not right. Or like, wait, no, I should have posted the other photo because that definitely would have got more likes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, literally, like, why didn't I post the other one that had me facing the other way? Like, because that definitely would have got like 70 rather than... It's like, what the hell is this? And it's like, for me, it's just like catastrophic thinking. I think the more time you spend inside your head, the more ridiculous it gets. You kind of like, for instance, I think when someone says, just say someone told you to like start thinking about something, like start thinking about kind of going on a car ride with your family or something. And then you'd be like, all right, cool. Yeah. And this is, you know, start picturing and stuff. And the more time you think about something, it just becomes negative. You start thinking about possibilities like, oh, actually that could go wrong, or this person could crash, or I mean, it's just an example, but if you really watch and just kind of sit back and watch your thoughts, you're just like, who the fuck are you? what are you? Like, seriously, what are you? Are you part of me? Or are you, like, it's just so messed up, but we just believe it. We just buy into it every single day. And I think like 90% of the decisions we make are like, because of this voice in our head, and all the premature kind of irrational decisions we make, or it's probably because of this. And it's all, I think for me, it's all future or past. It's like, oh, like you were saying, oh, am I going to have enough money in 3 months? That's beyond your control. You're in Guatemala to learn Spanish. Good luck earning money here, because they don't earn a lot of money. So you're
some things are in your control, and yet your thoughts just take on this waterfall effect. They just start running off on some other path, on things that you could control if you just reined in those thoughts. You know what I mean? You'd be like, oh, well, I need more money, let me take the necessary steps to facilitate that thought.
Practical thinking
Normal, like, just sane thinking, you know, is usually how that would go. And I think that as long as your thoughts are like 10% sane, I think that's how most people operate. I think that's how I operate.
Yeah.
Is there's 90% just negative kind of bullshit that it's like mud I'm trying to wade through, and then I'm like 10 minutes in a nice clear pool, you know, like 10% of it's in a nice clear pool, and I'm thinking, oh, this is why I like swimming. Not stuck in that mud back there. Oh, this is why I enjoy living my life, you know. But instead it's like most of the time I'm just in that mud trying to find the clear pool again, dude, because it's just, you get stuck in it though, is the problem. And it's really hard, especially with, I think, you know, phones all the time now, and everything just gets so convoluted.
Well, saying that, actually, it's a good... I mean, like, I'm sure a lot of people have heard of this thing called mindfulness these days, which kind of gets bigger, and it's about being in the present moment as much as you can, because it stops that kind of path you're talking about.
Sure.
But we live in a society of just where we're trained to be distracted. It's like, every time you're not doing something, you should be checking Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp. Like, there's literally, like, Tinder. I mean, there's like a thousand. No,
it's endless, man.
It's literally, there is always something to check. And the thing is, not only are these things training distraction, most of them, I mean, I know I've kind of seen studies on it and stuff, like things like Facebook, they're actually depressing for people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you basically get on there when you should be kind of just doing what you're doing, and you're looking at other people's lives, and then that voice comes back. It's like, man, that guy's in like Mexico.
Yeah.
He's in Cancun. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here on my couch at home. Because normally when you're on Facebook, it's because you're not doing anything. So you just kind of get in this spiral again.
Yeah.
But it's interesting what you said before about that 10%, 90% thing, because I've read before, and don't source me on this, but I've just read that kind of around 90% of the thoughts we have actually don't come true. And it's kind of like, yeah, we believe all of them and we buy into all of them, but it's kind of like if you were had to bet on a football game or something where you knew a team had a 90% chance of winning and the other one a 10, you'd always go to the 90.
Sure.
But we every day choose this like small 10%. We're like, definitely going to win. Like, definitely put all my money on that. Definitely make all my decisions based on that team that has a 10% chance of winning. Yeah. It just makes no sense, but we do it. And I think everyone does it, but we kind of, yeah.
Yeah, man. And well, what's funny too is that you're a positive guy. You know, like I enjoy hanging out with you because you have, it's positive energy, you know, yeah. Like we go out, we have a great time. It's all fun, you know, and then it's so strange to think that every single person, even positive people such as yourself.
Yeah.
There's this reel going on. There's this backstory just chugging along in the brains of everybody. And it's almost like, maybe you choose like 15% instead of 90. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like everyone, even if you're doing incredible things and you're super positive, there's always this backdrop.
That's just like an inner critic that just like finds something wrong with everything you do.
Yeah, and go back to what you said about always something else to check.
Yeah.
I think that's, I mean, a super pervasive problem right now because you, no matter what I do, there's like we were talking about earlier, there's always something else I feel like I should be doing.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting there and I'm just relaxing, all I can think about sometimes is all the stuff I should be doing to further my life.
Yeah.
And then when I'm doing those things, I'm thinking about the other things in my life I should be doing to further my life.
Like, then you're like doing more of that stuff and you're like, I really should be relaxing right now. Because I should be giving myself time. And then it's just like a spiral.
It's just you're never content, like never satisfied. Like you said, always chasing something just around the corner. You can always just see the tail of it around the corner and you never get to it.
Yeah.
You just run around in circles. So that's the whole negative part of it.
Which is
lives are fucked. Humans are just fucked.
But for me, that's why it's important to talk about it. Because I think a lot of the negativity comes from people that have, I know for me up until like a year ago, because I've never really spoken about it. A, you don't really realize what's going on because you never stop and look. But I think when you don't kind of know that everyone else has the same thing, you can kind of be like, oh, what the hell's wrong with my thoughts and stuff.
Exactly.
And that's where the negativity comes from.
Exactly.
Whereas if you can just kind of like, because I don't think it's possible to stop your mind, and especially in this day and age where we're trained for distraction.
Sure.
But if you can just kind of sit back and be like, what the hell's wrong with you? Like, and just, cool, I'm accepting that that is like a constant tape that runs all day, but I'm just not going to listen to it.
Right. Or so, not let it soak in.
Yeah.
Not accept it. The best metaphor I've heard is to watch your thoughts like they're clouds on an open sky.
Exactly.
And it's like, wow, look at that. A cloud goes by. Look at that thought that's thinking about, you know, like you said, my family in the car and we get hit by a car and everyone dies. Oh, look at that thought.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it floats by.
There's that.
And then it's blue again. And then it floats again.
And there's heaps of them. There's that one you can view it as. There's another one I've heard of where you can see it as kind of graffiti on a wall.
Mm.
So when you walk through a city and there's ugly graffiti on a wall, just because you see it doesn't mean that you kind of like have to walk up to it and be like, oh, wow, like, you know, this is like so nice. I'm just going to like read it all and like believe it all. Or you can see it as like sparks in your head, kind of like the cloud thing. It's just like a thought is literally, I mean, that's the other question is like, what is a thought? It's just like a little tiny bit of current or something, or the hell is it? Like,
it's electrical impulses in our brains that are that's a whole other topic for discussion. This sounds like a very weird metaphor for what thoughts are, but I do trip out on the fact that for and you can you know, people say, you know, when you think about something, you can manifest it in your physical. And it's kind of, what? I don't understand that concept, you know? But then if you think sexual thoughts, what happens? You get a boner, right? And what is that, though? That's my electrical impulses that I decided to think about, right? Mm-hmm. That somehow are firing in a way that initiate a physical reaction in people, in all humans, like sexual arousal. Or it can be anything, you know? Mm-hmm. But that thought is just, what? It's...
No one even knows.
And then, so I control the ones that I am conscious, that I'm aware of, but then it's like those subconscious ones that we're talking about. I've heard people, you know, saying that it's coming from other dimensions, you know, like you're getting these thoughts from past lives, or you're getting these thoughts from, because no one really knows, they're coming from the past and they're coming from the future and they're coming from your memories and your fears and your insecurities and your and they're just forming these clumps of mass and then just kind of shooting out into your brain from the moment you wake up until the moment you go to sleep. They're just firing at you. Mm-hmm. And exactly. You have to put up a shield kind of to, and if you don't put up a strong enough shield, then they'll just eat you up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
But that's the thing I reckon as well, is you can't really try and suppress them, because as I said, you can't get rid of them.
No, exactly.
They're going to be there. You have to just not believe them.
Yeah.
Or like just go with them and be like, mate, that's crazy. Like, piss off. Like, literally, just like treat it like it's a guy. It's just like some dude who's been living with you, who's just like super annoying. Just like someone who just like can't clean their dishes, can't, just like says a bunch of dumb shit. You're not going to be like, oh, exactly, I'm going to go and do what you're telling me right now. Like,
yeah.
Despite the fact... It's never logical. Like, I mean, it's about the past or it's about the future. The past is beyond our control. The future is beyond our control. Like, yeah, we spend 99% of our time there. Like, I don't really know what else.
Do you think that, like, because in the past, you know, like, you know, Buddha's writings and stuff like that, and you, there's things in the Bible talking about the present moment. So obviously this condition has been a human condition for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think now it's just the way the world is now, it just exacerbated that problem. But it obviously seems to be a problem or an issue with humans for a long time. It's not, you know,
yeah.
Just pop up in this generation or in this society, you know. I think it can be worse now, but it obviously has been a condition of humans that we have a problem of focusing our attention, which is such a strong power, on this moment right here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting here talking to you. This moment's never going to happen again.
Yeah.
In our lives.
Yeah.
This right here, what's happening. And as soon as I say these words right there, now it's in the past. And all I can do is think about them once this podcast is over.
I shouldn't have said that.
And it's just, yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, oh, I do that all the time. Fuck, dude, I sound like an idiot on this day. Like, God, I can't believe I said that. Like, listen to my voice. I don't like my voice.
Why am I doing podcasts?
Why am I doing podcasts? Dude, I'm not making any money from this. I'm spending money on this. Like, no one even fucking listens. Do enough people listen? Okay, some people listen, but now they aren't as much now. And it's just a mind fuck, yeah, man.
But the thing is, like you said, I think, I don't know whether it is more common or whether there's beginning to be more of an awareness of it, of kind of this thing of people starting to realize that this is a really common thing. But I mean, like in terms of, there was something else I was going to mention, like I think we were chatting about that night after a few beers as well, when it's just this thing of, I don't know whether it's even negative thinking or whether it's just the kind of catastrophic thinking, or it's the thing about we always find a problem.
Mm.
Like, I think we were chatting about how right now me and you're in Guatemala and we get some like lovely lady just cooks all our food. She makes our bed.
Yep.
We've got someone like spoon feeding us Spanish every day.
Yeah.
Got an awesome dance teacher. Yeah. Head out every night. It's like cheap beers.
Yeah.
Plenty of beautiful girls.
Yeah. Life
it's
life
awesome
is,
guys. Like, life couldn't be better.
Life couldn't be
and
better.
We don't have to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just like, literally within 3 days, you're like, oh man, life's tough. Like, life's hard right now. Like, I have to like walk to Spanish school. I have to like study for 4 hours. You know,
yeah, not even so much that. It's just like the problems you were saying, where your mind just creates the stress.
Yeah.
Like, you find a girl, now you're just stressed about that.
Yeah.
I'm stressed about what I'm going to do
when I get home. How many cappuccinos you drank yesterday?
Yeah.
Like, damn
yeah.
it. Like, what have I done? And it's that critic.
Yeah, or last night, it's like, oh, I drank last night. It's like, dude, you idiot. You didn't even want to drink. Then you had two mojitos and a
but
beer.
But the same voice said to you last night, all just, right, just go.
Just
go.
Because, just go, man.
Yeah, because, you know,
you only really hear once, man. Yeah. You only hear once. Rob leaves in 4 days is what it was telling me. Yeah. And it's like, Yeah, and you just create these stressors for yourself, even though you're right. You wake up every morning, life is unbelievable. It's like, oh my God, I'm still alive.
Yeah.
Like, my family's still around, you know? Yeah. I mean, like, I'm sitting here breathing. There's literally birds chirping outside of my fucking window every morning.
But the thought through your head is
and
like,
the thought through my head is, oh, I have to go to
bed. Do I have to get up this morning? Like, I've only slept 8.5 hours. Meanwhile, there's some lady been bloody cooking your breakfast for the last 2 hours and she's sleeping 5 hours a night and she's 80, right?
Yeah.
There's like a woman in this house who's...
But like, I think that's a test to the fact that even if you have like these things that are perceived to relate to our happiness, don't. It sounds so cliche, but it has to come from within yourself. Because obviously, right? Because obviously we're sitting here and life is fucking phenomenal. Everything that, you know, you think that you want to make yourself happy, dancing with beautiful girls, like you said, go out with your buddies, you're learning Spanish, you know, you're in this new country, so people from home are, oh my God, you're down to go, your life must be phenomenal. You're down to go, I'm posting shit on Instagram to make myself look cool. You're posting dance videos, which I probably will do too, because my ego will fucking tell me to do that, I'm sure. But you know what I mean? And yet still here we sit, thinking about
dissatisfied,
just a low
level of dissatisfaction. Literally, that's exactly how you describe it. It's just a constant low level of kind of
buzzkill,
unsatisfaction. It's like I'm nearly there, but I just need like that pair of shoes, or I need that like
preach. You're saying it
that like post on Facebook, or I need that girl, or I need to speak to those guys over there and kind of hang out more with them because they're cool guys. And it's just like every time you get it, you just like buy that pair of shoes. For like 10 seconds, you're like, oh, I got it. And then you're like, suddenly you're like, oh, it's gone again. Like, what the hell happened? It's just this constant low-level dissatisfaction, which I think we try to numb it with alcohol, drugs.
Caffeine,
With kind of sleep. I mean, sleep is just an excuse to just get out. I mean, sleep's great as well, but you kind of get out of that constant, like, thought cycle for kind of 8 hours. But you're kind of entering, like, another one where you just dream about weird shit. I think it's normal.
It's kind of your unconscious finally letting free reign. Like you know, it's just like, oh, finally, the other part of me is asleep. I can just fucking go ape shit on this house and steal all the candy bars.
Yeah. But then you kind of like, it's kind of unrelated, but like while you're in the dream, you like think it's real. You're like,
yeah, man. And it's just, no, that you're exactly right. You just, it's a low grade buzzkill. It's this low buzz of, you're never going to be satisfied.
Yeah.
You're still not satisfied. You know, and it can be with anything. You know, you think that talking...
Oh, there it is. Oh, no.
Yeah, and you think that it comes in a variety of forms. Like you said, it comes in a beer at the end of the day. It comes in having sex with a beautiful girl. It comes with, you know, any type of drug is, you know, a lot of them, you know, not all of them. And I think they all have a place, you know. Yeah. I'm still going to enjoy drinks and I like smoking weed and things like that. Because they all have a place. But when they start to just... are necessary to fill that little hole that you're just desperately just shoveling dirt into, and yet the pile of dirt just doesn't disappear. You know what I mean? It's just a never-ending pile of dirt, and you're trying to fill the hole, and maybe you just put down the shovel. I don't know if that's a good metaphor or not, but...
No, it is. And I mean, the other thing I was going
to
mention
I'll probably listen to that later and be like, you fucking idiot, there's a better metaphor.
The same voice.
Yeah.
The same...
The one that just told me to say that. Yeah.
I mean, the critic, there's a million names for it, but I think the other one was the kind of thing of, I think it was just, I mean, most of this just comes from what we're chatting about. I think kind of comparison as well. So wherever we are, we always just think, I mean, it sounds cliche, but the grass is green on the other side.
Yeah.
So we're back in our home country working. We're like, just got to get up the next few months, flying to Guatemala in a few months, going to be awesome.
And you start picturing everything.
Start picturing everything. You're like expectation. And it creates this unrealistic expectation. Like, all I have to do is finish work, and then I'm going to go traveling, and life's going to be epic, and all this shit's going to happen. And then you're kind of traveling, you're like, I could really feel like working right now, like kind of doing something like worthwhile, or like feeling like useful.
Yeah.
And it's like, hang on a minute, like 3 months ago, you were telling me that this is where it's at. But now you're like, actually, I feel like I'm going to have to work again. Like, I mean, it's the same for me. That there's just one of them. It's the same voice. It's the same inner critic that I think like everyone should know that. I reckon everyone's got it, but I mean,
you're literally, it's so interesting, man. This is why I love having these talks, because you're describing things that are exactly how my brain operates too.
Yeah.
I mean, word for word, and I'm sure people that are listening.
Yeah.
Word for word, that's exactly how my mind operates. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even need to re-describe it.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And it's amazing to hear that exact same thing in somebody else. And you're a med student. I mean, like, I feel like we're both doing things, you know? But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm never satisfied either. I do the same thing. I'm working during the summers. I can't wait to get time off, man. And all we do is talk about it. Oh, when we have time off, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And all I do is picture it, man. I go to sleep picturing it when I'm fucking working the whole day. Oh, it's going to be great. Guatemala, and I picture the streets. I picture walking down them. And then I get here and go, God, maybe somewhere else would be better.
That's so true.
And it's
for me, there's the exact same thing with kind of the whole way through med school. It's like, just get through this year. It's going to be a tough year, but then you're just going to be have the life, like. And I mean, it's every single year there's like some goal to achieve. For me right now, it's like, now I'm in sixth year, I'm like, just get to the end of the year, graduate, be a doctor, life's going to be awesome. And I know all the doctors I know are just like, life sucks, man. You just work all the time. You get yelled at by like senior people. But right now I'm just like, oh, be a doctor, life's going to be good.
Yeah, like, of course. Yeah, yeah.
But then you get there and you're like, oh, maybe when I'm like married, then life will be good. But then you get married, you fucking know that's not good. You definitely don't know that one.
And then you try and fix your marriage by having kids. And then that really fucks up.
And you're like,
everything.
Where the fuck's retirement at? Yeah.
Then you retire and you're like, well, at least I can die soon.
I'm 70 years old, I like can't even walk on an airplane. But I mean, it's just a matter of, I don't even know what the answer is to it. I mean,
I don't know either.
Because I mean, there's a...
Well, I don't want to say I don't either. There is an answer, and you find it in those moments of meditation. You find it when you finally let yourself notice the thoughts as opposed to being attached to them. When you just recognize how fucking ridiculous it is. Mm. We can just look at it and kind of laugh and be like, oh my God, you're trying to mess up my life with this? Like, come on, do better than that. Come on,
you
man.
You got to have some better material than that, right?
Yeah, and I think maybe the key is, at least for me, is when I start to look at it from a comedic point of view and just kind of laugh at it and say, dude, this is just ridiculous.
For me, that's the best way.
It's just ridiculous, man. Like, just laugh at it and kind of keep going. And then whenever I put like a positive thought in my head that I force myself to run through instead of that other little critic, I just force my consciousness to think like, oh, I'm going to be able to do it today. Like, I can do it. 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 Like, I'm strong. I'm strong. I'm strong. I'm strong. Like, today's beautiful. Today's beautiful. And just like make yourself, whenever I make myself just have those repetitive thoughts droned into my head in the same way that my mind's just going to put those other weird thoughts in, I just try and kind of take the controls. That helps, but once I slip up for 10 minutes, it like the floodgate opens up and all those other ones come back in, you know? But I think over time, I think it's coming back to what we were talking about earlier, like instant gratification. It's like if I don't start seeing amazing results within 2 days of meditating, what's
going to go back to Snapchat?
What's the point? Like, yeah. Because you know what? Because Snapchat and Facebook is fucking right there, man. I can see Instagram and I posted a picture. Ooh, look at that. I got 30 likes. And 20 of them are from girls. I wonder if they want to fuck me. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? Like, literally. Oh, man. Yeah. Cool, cool, cool. Instant gratification. Or should I meditate for 10 minutes and in a year I'm going to be more content with my life fully? But after these 10 minutes, I'm going to really notice no distinct palatable difference in my life today. That's right? It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
But why wait a while when I can just do these things now, like get a beer, you know, have sex. I can look at my Instagram, look at things like that.
That's the thing.
Why wait?
It's just a slow, I think it's such a slow process. And for me, I've gotten into meditation things and you just give up time and time again because you're like, it's just this, I think it's a particular problem. In fact, maybe it is a problem with what you said about earlier, kind of in this society we live in where things are available so readily. Anything you want now, you can buy through the internet. You can buy the most ridiculous shit from the internet. You can literally buy, like, I think I've seen, like, worms to, like, you can buy them online. They send like live worms through the mail to feed to your pet bird. I'm just like,
oh yeah,
that's it. Like, just like sounds normal now, but it just like, think about it. That's just totally fucked. You're like buying a live animal and sending it through the mail, but we just have this access. That's a really weird example, but like,
no,
we don't have this access to anything. And therefore when we come across something like, whether it's this kind of concept of meditation, the thoughts, or whether it's even just like a task, like having to learn a language, we're impatient. We're like, hang on, everything else is available. Everything else you can buy. Like, how come I have to like work on this for a year?
Yeah.
It's like,
exactly. Man, yeah.
You have to do that
sometimes. And it's in your pocket now too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's right in our pockets.
Yeah.
And you can order a Russian bride if you wanted to, or you can buy her worms for your pet bird. You can order anything you want. And you know what? Now they'll have it delivered within 2 days. And now Amazon wants to do drones, and they'll have it delivered within 20 minutes. They'll have it delivered within an hour. Right? Like, dude, I fucking ordered these new pair of boots that were made in Switzerland and then put together in, you know, Madagascar. And the Amazon drone is taking 3 hours to fucking get here. Can you believe that, man? No, seriously, I have to sit around for 3 hours and wait for the drone to fucking drop off my package of my fucking Swiss Madagascar boots that cost me $20, right? And I have to wait 3 hours for the drone to drop them off. This is ridiculous. I don't have time for this. It's like, that's what it's coming to.
I know, yeah.
And it's, yeah, you just can just get it whenever you want, and so...
But sometimes I wonder, yeah, like, just like you said, the society we're in, I don't know whether you've noticed... People, even particularly people here in Guatemala, they don't, like, yeah, there's kind of wealthy people, but, like, in comparison to our lives back home, people here, some of them live in constant danger. Some of them, a lot of them don't have food, don't have, you know, kind of, or, like, the same amount of it that we would consider necessary.
True, right, the necessities.
But they seem just as happy. It's like, it doesn't matter how much you got, you always seem to have this same level of kind of, I mean, I can't comment on those guys, but sure. I just feel like these things we think, I just have to get this and that, and then I'll be happy. Oh, wait, I've got that, and now I just want to, like, get that as well, and right. then I'll be happy. And it's just, I mean...
It doesn't... Two of my Spanish teachers and a lot of, you know, when I've talked to people from other countries too, yeah, I've met people that are for sure happier than me.
Yeah.
For sure with more a lot content. They're for sure more content with their lives... From, you know, I'm not them, you know, I don't, you know, live their lives, but they seem to be more content. They seem to be just, yeah, happier with their lives than me. I'm stressing out about all this stuff, and they're just laughing and just seem to be more content than me.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot less material things. And it goes back, there's numerous studies that show that happiness, money can buy happiness up until the point that you are comfortable with your basic necessities, like you said. So once you go from making $500 a week, right, and you can't afford food and you're living on the streets, to making, you know, $50,000 a year, and you have an apartment and you have a food and you have clothes on your back, that's about as much happiness as money can buy you. Mm-hmm. Going from $50,000 a year to $50 million a year, the increment is just completely negligent.
Mm-hmm.
It's not substantial. The happiness increase from $50,000 to $50 million. Which begs the question, what the fuck are we all doing?
Mm-hmm. It begs the question, like, have we got too much stuff? Like, have we got access to too much things?
That's a good question. I think yes. I think simplicity is, like, the power. I think in simplicity lies a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you start to get complicated with your things, complicated with your life, complicated with your relationships, complicated... It's just going to be complicated. Your mind is going to run... in a complicated format as opposed to just running in a simple kind of operating system, you mm-hmm. know?
I mean, like, have you ever tried kind of switching back to a phone that was, I've always wanted to do it because it's happened when I've traveled, and you kind of go back to like a really shitty piece of crap phone that can only dial a few numbers and like send a text. Really, really slow text. It's super frustratingly
T9,
slow.
T9, yeah.
Yeah, and you just kind of like, within about 3 days, you just, like, realize, hey, I'm not constantly checking my phone anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm not constantly checking. For me, there's, like, this technology means you can see when a message is sent. You can see when it's read. You can see when... And it can just fuck with your mind.
You're looking at when...
You're like, whoa. Mm. he's or she's kind of read that message. How come she hasn't responded?
Yeah.
And then the cycle starts. It's like, oh, maybe, no, she doesn't like me anymore. Oh, maybe she's gone. Yeah, she's definitely gone off with someone else. Like, maybe she's just fucking taking a shit or like fucking in the shower like someone normal when she's read the message to be like, oh, I'll just respond to that in 20 minutes. But we're just like, oh, mate, it's over. It's over. And then she responds, we're like, oh, thank God, like she's still there. And then like 20 minutes later, we're like, oh, she's gone again. Like, she's actually just fucking doing something with her life. Like, not stuck to her phone. Like, but, you know, this technology can really bring these catastrophic thoughts up to the surface. And, I mean, that's just another example from me, which I'm sure other people experience.
Oh, I for sure do that all the time, man. All the time. Oh, maybe it was probably something I said.
Yeah.
It was probably something I did when we were together. I'm probably not good looking enough. Yeah. I'm probably not cool enough. I probably am not doing enough with my life. I need to do more with my life. Let me go do more with my life right now. While I'm doing something more with my life, this isn't exactly what I should be doing with my life. I should be doing something else. What the?
That's so true.
It does. You just like, you create the, yeah, you create that. No, the phone thing, man, I actually got my smartphone a year ago, or a little over a year ago. I had a flip phone up until then. Because same thing, I didn't... Half of it was I wanted to be different. Like, I thought I was cool to still have a flip phone when everyone's had a smartphone. Like, oh, I'm fucking... Like, oh, you fools are on smart... Like, you know, just stupid ego stuff. But then the other half was I didn't trust myself with a smartphone. Because, yeah, I do the same thing now, you know? I used to look at people in the airport and think... these poor schmucks, look at everyone on their smartphones. I'm reading this book. I'm so intelligent compared to them, you know? Like, my ego just blibber blabbing in my head. And then now I'm doing the same thing. I mean, it's just, it's impossible not to. And it's just, yeah, you just start to, the constant comparisons also is what really, really,
which I think, comes through things like
I think it affects us in more ways than we know. And I think there's a lot of, there's awesome things, technology. This is amazing, right? We're recording this. You're from Australia. We met in Guatemala on tickets we bought on our phones, right? And we're recording this. I'm going to post it online for other people around the entire world. I have people in Spain that listen to this, right? Like in South America. People listen to it all over. This conversation we're having right now. That's fucking incredible. But the other stuff is just, I think it's balancing itself out right now. We need to utilize the tool in a better way. I think in 100 years from now, we'll look back at the way we're using technology now. And it's like the way people initially used, I can't think of a good example.
The wheel.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like now we use it on cars before they're just on a dinky cart with a donkey, like, you know, made out of stone. It's like, hey, maybe we shouldn't use rubber for that or wood or something. They're just doing a fucking rock like down a hill. So it's, I think in a few hundred years, we'll look back and think, oh my God, these people were using these social media things.
So just look at other people's lives.
Just look at other people's lives. And because I think it really, it affects me, man.
It does.
I am here in Guatemala, and if I'm relaxing in the evening looking at Facebook, you're seeing, I've talked about it before on here, but we're just seeing the snapshots. We're just seeing the highlights.
Yeah.
Like you said, the dance video you put up a 30-second clip of the good stuff.
Yeah.
You just put up the good stuff. You put up the juicy meat. No one wants the fucking...
Well, for me, for this, I think there was another one where I posted a photo of like me sitting on top of an active volcano, exploding, people like, shit, your life's awesome. It didn't include the 8-hour hike to like high altitude where I was nearly vomiting, and you know, didn't include the fact the whole way up, I still have the same worries of like, oh, what's going to happen tomorrow? Oh, you know, oh, like, shit's still wrong. There's always something wrong. But then we just kind of post this snapshot, and people are like, man, your life's amazing.
Exactly.
You just climb volcanoes and dance salsa.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, and everyone wants to portray that best part, right?
Yeah.
Like, once you mention the thing about salsa lessons, I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to take a video of myself and then post it, and everyone will think I'm so cool. What are you doing? And like, and that's kind of a, it's like a poison, you know?
Yeah.
It's like this poison in your head. Like, the Instagram and the Facebook, I mean, really feeds the ego, you know, really feeds that part of you that's like this little, that really like finicky just devil that's just wants you to be the best and be the coolest, and it wants people's approval, man. It wants other people's attention. And the more that you just, I know when I just am seeking other people's approval almost unconsciously, where it's like, if I'm walking through town and I don't notice any girls giving me any attention, it's like, oh, like, fuck.
Like, you're worthless.
Like, yeah, man. That's literally... Kind of. And it's so pathetic to say that. Like, and it's not like I'm super depressed after, but I definitely, that thought goes through my head. Like,
well, it's
I didn't...
It's kind of nearly like, when you live in that state where you rely on people's approval, your emotions are in their hands. And when someone's having a shitty day, maybe you, for instance, kind of, I think there was a time when I used to live at college, kind of with a whole bunch of other students, and you wake up and some people are having a shitty day and they're going to look at you like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Actually, that person had something happen. That person's sick. That person's got an exam today. But then they look at you kind of like, because they're stressed out and they don't really have time for anything.
Right.
But then you're like, oh my God, she just looked at me like really bad. Like, oh, it's definitely because I've been to the gym lately. And it's definitely because I said that weird thing last night. And like, you know, it's like...
Exactly.
It's just this thing of approval. And I mean, sometimes I'm like, with the Facebook thing, I'm like, I should literally start a hashtag or a trend where you just got to post one thing at exactly 6 p.m. every day, exactly what you're doing. Honestly, kind of like, right now I'm on top of a volcano, or right now I have diarrhea, I'm shitting myself and I'm having a terrible time, or right now I'm worried about this, right now I'm kind of like feeling a bit down. Like, just imagine how much more honest the whole of the internet would be, rather than this like glory wall of like, this person's here, this person's there. How often do you hear about people like who are depressed, who are feeling anxious, who are having a bad time in exams, who are sitting on the toilet having a bad... You know what I mean? Like, you never hear the negative things. And that's another thing that just adds to this spiral. And as you said, it's like, how long are we going to continue using social media where you... I think you only notice it kind of when you said, when you stop yourself and you're at a bar and everyone's just sitting around just like swiping through Facebook. It's like... Hey, we're actually in a bar in Guatemala sinking beers for like 80 cents and there's all these awesome people around. We can practice Spanish, we can, but we're like, oh, I really want to see whether I have any red kind of notifications. Like, oh, there's one there. Like, true, what could it be? It's like someone's birthday. All right, shit. Like,
you have memories from a year ago.
Yeah.
I don't waste my time with that.
But we do. Then we're like, half an hour later, we're like, oh, maybe now there'll be one on there. Like,
and instead, all the time that I've spent doing that, if I were to put it towards things that add actual value to my life, I'd be the happiest person you've ever met.
Or just being present, just doing what you're doing.
Or just, or instead of checking it, you're just sitting there. And you know how weird it looks when someone now just sits there?
People are like,
at a coffee shop? Just sitting there? It's like, that's for sure an insane person.
Slash, like, starts a conversation, like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like,
yeah.
Fucking let me look at other people's lives. Don't talk to me. You're
trying to get my hit of dopamine from looking at other people's magnificent glory walls.
Glory walls.
Like you said, just their glory walls of everything great going on in their lives. And you know, I think part of it too is everyone likes the illusion of it, I think. I know I like the illusion of, I don't want to go on a Facebook, like you said, where there's people posting that stuff at 6 p.m. every day. I don't want to see...
the truth.
Exactly. Right? The illusion is a lot easier to swallow than the truth.
Mm.
I don't want to see that everyone else... I mean, it is, but it isn't, right? I think if you actually saw the truth all the time, like if you heard people saying all these things of, I'm worried about this... I think it would be a relief deep down, but that little voice is just like, it's almost hard to handle the truth all the time. You don't want a truth serum every time you look at your phone. You want this illusion of, the world's a pretty good place. Well, there's so many amazing things. And it's like, it's not the truth, you know? The illusion is a lot easier to swallow than the truth.
Well, for me, it's such a good example, right? So last year I was in fifth year med school, had a pretty hard year. Because it was kind of full on with exams and I was living in a smaller town, which I kind of wasn't used to. So I was having a pretty rough time the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And when I spoke to people, I was like, I'm like really struggling. But I kind of put up a photo every now and then of something I was doing. Like it was like a bike ride or it was like a pretty beautiful town. So there's a beach. And I kind of speak to someone after 6 months and they'd be like, man, you're having a blast up there. You're like killing it. I'm like, actually, I'm like pretty miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no. I like saw your post on Facebook. You're like fishing, you're going to the beach, you're having a blast. I'm like, that's a prime example. It's like people literally think I am like up there just bawling when I'm actually just like having a terrible time some of the time. And I mean, that's just like one example you've got. Like,
you know. And what would you do if you posted a thing saying, you know, say it, you're feeling terrible and you posted a picture of yourself, you know, just a regular picture of yourself, like, feeling sad, or you take a picture of, you know, just your food, or, I don't know, a picture of you just sitting on a bench, or, you know, your view from a bench, and you just said something like, having a rough time in this new town, feeling lonely, feeling regret, and feeling uncertain about my future. What would the response be?
People would just either not like it, or just be like, I mean, you kind of hope people would message and be like, hey, what's up? Like,
yeah.
I mean, that for me would be the ideal thing, which I think people might do, but I think some people would be like, oh, that guy's weird. Because yeah. he's not posting like,
email. Like, that's so emotional. Like, yeah, why man. Like, post that on Facebook.
How come
man?
He's not posting the highlight of the pinnacle for his whole week?
Yeah, like, instead he's posting this emotional, like,
totally honest thing.
Dramatic thing. Yeah.
Like, oh, I was telling the truth.
Yeah, days. Exactly. Like, yeah. Like, oh, it's like, it almost would kind of make you just feel queasy. It's almost too much truth.
Yeah.
on social media. It's like, oh, it just makes me feel uncomfortable. Like,
filter that. Like, fuck. yeah. Filter that comment as well.
Like, yeah. Like, can you put a filter on the photo and the word you're putting on? Because it's making me feel very uncomfortable. Your vulnerability is freaking me out. Well, let's end this on some positive stuff here.
Yeah, sure.
It's been great. Let's do this. I have like a couple questions that I'm gonna start asking everybody, and you're luckily my first.
Right on the spot.
Let's do it. What's your biggest fear in life?
My biggest fear in life, right now or in the future?
Right now. No more in the future, man. We're right here. We're present.
Yeah, we're right here. I guess, to be honest, it's just a fear of kind of being alone or kind of being unloved mm-hmm. or something like that, or kind of actually like we were talking about, of not having people's approval, which kind of relates to that thing of being alone and being unloved. It's kind of this thing of I need constant approval from people like, to feel like I'm good enough.
Yeah.
It's pretty honest, but like,
yeah. No, that's great, man. Yeah. That's fucking amazing. That's, I think most people can relate to that.
Yeah.
I can relate to that in my core.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, I think that's a human condition too, but yeah, man.
But not many people would kind of just say that.
Openly. Yeah. No, I appreciate you saying it. Yeah. Because that's, that's almost what we're all kind of seeking, but we're all playing this little charade or this little game.
Yeah.
And then depending on how much we get of that acceptance, we kind of project that sentiment within ourselves on other people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So if you wake up and you feel love that day and you feel, man, I feel worthy because of maybe things I did or maybe things people have said.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of go through that day projecting and putting out that type of love to other people. But if you don't get it, then you're just a dick. You're just frustrated for no reason and you're projecting that and like not complimenting people.
Well, no, I think the prime example is you can walk down the street, have someone kind of bump into you. Or for here, all right, so here in kind of Guatemala, there's people trying to sell you shit all day long.
Yeah.
And there's some days where I'm just like, no thanks. I'm just like, and they ask a couple of times. I'm like, no. I mean, I'm just...
No gracias.
Yeah, man. Like, because... And I'm like, that's cool. That's his job. Like, he's got to make money. And some days, I'm having a shitty day. I'm literally about to, like, roll someone who's, like, trying to sell me something. And it's just a kid selling me fruit, but I'm just literally like... thinking like fuck off, like, right now my life is so difficult, I don't need some kid telling me papaya. Like, I mean, think about it, they're both the exact same situation, it's like you said, yeah. Kind of one day you're feeling good, so you're just kind of like, that's cool. Like, then one day you're like, if this kid tries to sell me one more piece of papaya, I'm literally gonna roll him. Like,
no, I don't want your fucking chiclets.
Yeah.
Hey, the only thing that's changed is us, right?
Yeah,
that's it. The situation's almost exactly the same.
Exactly.
The only thing that changes us going through it and just, that's amazing, dude. It's got to get to the point where we create the mindset more often than not, I think is the key, where it's just, you know, yeah, no gracias, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like accepting of the fact that, of what the situation is and not projecting that inner turmoil onto just this kid selling papaya. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, well, things are always going to go wrong in life.
Yeah.
So you can kind of go about it two ways. You can be like, I'm glad something's going wrong because now I have a chance to practice like accepting that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can be like, roll that kid that's just trying to sell you the file.
God, mango again? God damn it. Okay, what's your biggest... I guess it kind of feeds into that. What's your biggest insecurity about yourself then? Getting personal real quick.
Yeah, no, it's just I just need to have a chance to think about it. I guess it's kind of there's a whole bunch of them where I think everybody's insecure. Like, if someone's short, they can be insecure about that. They're tall, they're like that. But for me, it's just like, depends on the situation. If I'm kind of talking to someone, it's like, am I sounding interesting yourself right now? Am I saying the right thing? It's kind of just probably how I project myself. I'm constantly worried about my appearance, of whether it's physical or whether it's kind of what I'm saying to people, and I guess that insecurity feeds into those thoughts you have later. You're like, did I say the right thing?
Right.
Should I wear the white or the black?
Like, yeah.
That kind of thing. Like, before you go out, spending half an hour deciding whether to wear a white or a black t-shirt, like, that's going to change your night. It's like that's going to really, like, change your night. Like, but I guess it all kind of comes back to your biggest fear, like, kind of the thing of approval. Yeah. I mean, both of those are pretty linked. Like,
so. Well, people listening that don't know you, you know, you're an extremely outgoing, you know, friendly guy, having fun, you know? So it's interesting to hear you say that, yeah, I'm insecure about this, about being worthy enough, about am I being interesting enough? Because to me, from the outside, you're killing it, you know? I mean, there's just, you know, friends everywhere we go, having a ball, like, we have a great time when we go out, you know? So it's just, it's very interesting to, like, hear you say that you still have insecurities about these other things. Because, yeah, you're right, everyone does.
Yeah.
But it's extra interesting coming from someone like you that seems to be very social, very engaged, you know, confident. You know, I'll describe you as a confident person, you know? So that's interesting. What would be your, what's the last question? What's your favorite way to get out of a rut, to get out of a spiral when you're feeling kind of, you, there's a setback? What's your favorite way to get out of it?
I think, kind of for me, just be doing things I enjoy. I mean, as much as it's a bad thing, I mean, it's not a bad thing. I think kind of distraction's not always the best long-term solution, but I think if you're really in a rut, you just go and do something you love, or you surround yourself with people that really, like friends or family, because friends, good friends, family, when they show, people that show the same appreciation and caring for you that you kind of do for them,
right,
and stuff. Or just going and doing something you love and being like, just getting so immersed in it. Because, I mean, that's kind of like one time where that voice, for me, kind of disappears. When you're so focused on something, you just don't even notice it.
Right.
And it's the reason some people go, are into running, are into sports like that. Because they're so, I think anyway, they're so focused on it. They're enjoying it so much. They're just, it's something you have to be so into. That,
right.
It's kind of that 15 minutes a day when you're sprinting down a hill or something, you're like, that voice is kind of non-existent.
Exactly. So you get into that flow moment. You actually get in the present moment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like things I enjoy or exercise. I mean, and I think you need to have a list. For me, I have a list of like at least 5 things I know I can do when I'm, I would just kind of call it just like self-caring and like self-compassion. It's like, hey, I'm feeling pretty shit right now. Let's choose something from this. I mean, it's not like a formal list, but it's just things I know these are going to make me feel better or
right.
help me out, and kind of, because you need that, like,
totally,
that self-care.
Yeah.
And you're the most important, kind of
stuck with ourselves for the rest of our lives. Exactly. Yeah, nobody else.
You should get used to it.
Like, exactly.
You
yeah.
really want to get used to it.
You really do. Yeah. Because it's, that's it. It's the one and only for all eternity. Well, cool, man. Great. Fucking amazing podcast, dude.
Thanks so much for having me, man.
Yeah, man. Share it with your friends in Australia. I can't wait to come visit you there.
Sounds good, man. Same with you on the States, huh?
All right, dude.
Yeah. All right, take care.
Later.